Welcome to Awakenings Movement Podcast. Awakenings Movement is a community where dreamers become believers and believers become doers.
Alexandra, Alex Smith, she recently got married, but her written name is Alex Eliana. I love how she writes. This is an adaptation. What she says is, be you, let's read this. Ready? Read.
Be you, love you, always, always.
Isn't that awesome? That there are dimensions to the ways that we can love. And there's also like a time to which that is eternal, like for always we can love, in always we can love. Wouldn't you like to be loved in always? Like even your pinky toe, you know what I mean? And I'm a runner, my pinky toe is just not very attractive, especially on the right foot. Oh God. Those of you who practice yoga with me, y'all know. Elle, I've seen you look at my pinky toe on my right foot. Always, 360 degree, and for always, forever. This is the kind of love we get to jump into. It's a spring that moves, and it has moved from the ancient times, and it will move into the future, and you get to jump into it and be refreshed by it, moved by it. And I love this writer. Isn't she cool, right? I love this picture. And she wrote this book that she stole this title from me. This is the title of my book. Words from a Wanderer, and she recently discovered her past to move her forward. She was a person who was awkward and was weird in high school, but she still decided to lead, and she decided to lead with love, and so this is the name of the book that she recently wrote. I really challenge you to get it. It's a book of words, of encouragement, and love that is always, always. And a writer said this about her. Alex describes her younger self as awkward and insecure, but with a constant need to be a leader in hopes of quelling her insecurities. First of all, I didn't know what quelling was, so I looked it up. And quell is to put an end to a rebellion or other disorder. Say disorder.
Disorder.
Typically by the use of force. She decided to put an end to her own insecurities by leading with what? Love. Can you imagine? You know, most times we think of love as something that's passive, but it is progressive. It is dynamic. It is barbaric. We domesticate something that God divinely ordained to knock down walls and to destroy barriers, to explode all of the impossibilities in the world. Love is a dynamic force that God can use, just like water. It's beautiful, right? But boy, try to contest against water. Especially water in the masses. You can't stop it. It will move you. Be moved by the river that is the flow of God's love and let it lead you in such a way that you quell your own insecurities with love, to where you are not bound by fear. You are moved with what? Love. Quell your fears by leading with love. Now, I don't normally tell people to take pictures of stuff, but if you would take pictures of this, because this is essential, and this is, you can put it on Instagram if you want. First of all, when thank you guys for putting stuff on Instagram last week, because I was with the girls last week. Bristol, thank you so much. I really enjoyed Children's Church with you. It was amazing. You taught me a lot. But I didn't get a chance to be in church. And so, Tia, thank you for posting stuff, because I was able to experience the worship through what you guys posted when I couldn't be there. So I saw how it works firsthand, all right? So quell your fears by leading with love. Say this with me. Ready? Say it.
Quell your fears by leading with love.
It's a rebellion. This is what the scripture says in John, 1 John 4 and 18. It says, read it together. Ready? Read.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear.
Perfect love what? Perfect love what?
Drives out fear.
Perfect love invites fear to leave. What does it do? That's what fear, that's what it does. Drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his son to be at odds with fear. He gave his son to combat hand-to-hand combat with fear. He gave life and limb to communicate that he loved the world more than the world should fear itself. So God, we've been talking about this for, man, like 6 weeks, right? Seek, ask, knock. And can I be honest with you guys, yes or no?
Yes.
Everybody didn't say yes. Can I be honest with everybody, yes or no? Okay, I kind of feel like this has just been a bunch of words for many of us. I feel like many of us have not made any new decisions. Many of us have not really engaged a new way of seeking new opportunities for self-expression. Many of us have not asked more of God. Many of us have not knocked on more opportunities. It's just been really cool words. And that's cool if you want that to stay right there, but I don't want it to stay right there. This is the last sermon, last truth communication in this particular series. We're about to move into another one that's going to knock your socks off around mission. But before we move, we wanted to make sure that we antagonize the hell out of all your fears to seek, to ask, and to knock. Well, what keeps me from asking, seeking, and knocking? Fear. The gospel is one long story of new life that springs through old fears. Well, Marlon, what do you fear? If I could just be frank with you. Well, I'll be Marlon with you. I potentially fear I don't matter as a human being. I mean, honestly, like at the tip of my tongue in every conversation is this sensation that potentially what I may say may communicate that I don't matter. At the tip of my toe, when I move into a new opportunity, when I'm walking into a meeting to open up a new engagement for culture, for this church, for our community, at the tip of my toes, I feel this tingling that says, Marlon, you won't matter once you get into the room. That's just really the fear that moves over me. So this is what I have to ask myself. What do you love more than your fears? This came out of a conversation that Danielle, Tracy, and I were having, inboxing each other in Facebook, where Tracy says she's no longer going, well, Tracy, you're the only one that's taking these big steps. She says she's not going to allow her fears to determine her faith. She's going to start doing new things, big things. And I challenged her by saying this, what do you love more than your fears? I want you to just rest with that just for a couple of seconds. What do you love more than your fears? Tony, I'm so happy you're here, man. Did you move your stuff?
Yes.
Tony's made it back from San Antonio. He and Dammy about to get married, baby. Congratulations. Be afraid. What do I love more than my fears? The matter of human potential. I mean, so in those moments when my toe tingles, I say, I love curating human potential more than the potential that I may not matter, right? So I love that more. So I'm going to allow that to quell my fear of not being important. Hence, class act or act in class. Now, y'all know I started this online course with Duke. We designed it, Danielle and I. It was the first of its kind called Sourcing Innovation. Never been done in the history of Duke University and any university on the globe. We are the Aristotle of the 21st century. You clapping, but that first class was shady. This is me trying to over-communicate. I'd never, listen, teaching a class online sucks. Anybody done it before? It's so hard. You can't see anybody. All you see is yourself. And you don't look that confident. So I went from that to like, okay. And finally I said, you know what? Let me just reframe this thing. We are an adaptive experiment. This class is just an experiment. And so it's just going to change from one moment to the next. It was horrible, dude. It was horrible. We got off the line, and then the dude, the representative from Duke, who was like the liaison, he immediately texts like, yeah, we need to have a follow-up. And when he did, he and Danielle were like, oh, it was so great. I was like, that did not matter. That sucked. But I had to ask myself, Marlon, what do you love more than you fear right now? And I love the 50 students that are a part of it, one of whom is in Japan. Isn't that cool? I love the 50 students and their capacity to curate human potential more than the potential that I may not matter. Seek, ask, knock. Well, what is there to lose, Marlon? This is what the Bible says. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in what?
Heaven.
Now, when I read this, this is what I've always thought to myself. There is a will that is being done and a will that ain't. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So there's a way about pursuing your own personal will that will get stuff done, and there's a way about pursuing your own personal will that won't. The will that is loved by fear ain't getting nothing done. But the will that is led by love always will. There is a kingdom come and the kingdom that has already left. The kingdom of fear, my friends, that is real, has already left. It's left the building. However, there is a kingdom that's come, and that is the kingdom of love. That's the kingdom that we jump into. It's the spring that we move in. The false economy kingdom is sort of like the economics of the kingdom of fear. So what are you talking about, Marlon? Thanks for asking. Let's read this together. Ready? Read.
A false economy.
Let me tell you, the city of Houston did this at one point by purchasing cars for city officials who would move about and give tickets. And the cars that they purchased, they just needed to buy a bunch of cars real fast. And so they bought a bunch of cheap cars. And they said, you know, we'll just worry about it later. We're just going to get these cars for right now. And those cars broke down faster than had they taken the time to find the right car that was going to last the right amount of time. You see, the false economy is driven by fear, and fear teaches us that we need to consume something fast and cheap. Isn't that true of our own way of thinking?
Yeah.
We think about fast and cheap ideas that give us immediate gratification, but in the long run, you lose more than you gain. In fact, the kingdom of God is about being what? We've been taught this. I want to be what? Saved. I want to be saved, right? But if you are a part of the economy and the kingdom that is driven by fear, you will not be saved. You won't save. You will perpetually lose. In a false economy of love, we hold what we should release and release what we should hold. We hold on to things we need not hold on to, and we release the things that we should. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was like, you know what, man, I was a part of church and connected to the mission of Jesus, man, but, you know, it was just too much mess, and so I just had to let that go. I was like, you can let a church community go, but do you have to let Christ go? See, that's the false economy. The false economy teaches us that we have to let go of the kingdom in order to gain our own sense of peace. Do you need to let go of your morals even in the moment when you feel like your value is being tested? Hold what you need to hold and let go of what you need to let go of. Don't hold fast to what holds you back. Don't hold fast to ideas that are rooted in fear. Man, I bet when you was on that pathway to get that Juris Doctorate, I'm sure there were a lot of situations where your fear could have trumped your love for what you want to do. Why do you want to practice law? You want to? Okay, so I'm just joking. I'm just joking. That's dope. This man was hit by a car and was near an inch of his life, yet survived the car wreck where he was told he was going to die, and also brought new life and just got his Juris Doctorate. Y'all give it up for the latest JD. Sports agent. Rich. Let go of your fear to hold what you love. Say this with me. Ready? Go.
Let go of your fear to hold what you love.
If you do this, you'll find yourself moving and swimming in the spring that is the kingdom of God, driven not by fear, but driven by love. Well, how? Great question. How, Marlon? It sounds real simple and very poetic. Learn the new economy of God's kingdom coming. The new economy exchanges love. In the new economy, love is the currency. So in any conversation, in any decision, love is what you're exchanging, not fear. You're not making a decision because you are afraid not to have money. You're making a decision because of what you love. Beats and Eats, I'm sure, is not driven by the desire to make a bunch of money, because I saw on the fly that it was free. Now, I didn't totally agree with that. Howsoever, I know that you are spending money because you are, Beats and Eats is in the kingdom. It's a program that's been designed by the kingdom. And so it is led by love and not by the fear of losing out. The old economy exchanges fear. Can I ask you right now, what's more in your emotional bank account? Which kind of currency? Is there more fear in your bank account? You scared the chick. My boy just said, we'll see when we get to heaven. Don't you know when you do that, you pull out your debit card, you be like. You be looking down. And then when that screen pop up, you can put in your PIN number, you be like, ooh, yes. Yeah, then you be real talkative. Hey, how you doing? How's your day going? Before then, you were so quiet, you was just like. But that's true. Like, we have an aversion to even holding ourselves accountable to whether or not it is love that's driving us or fear. But what if you shouldn't even be afraid of that? Seek, ask, and knock for love. What scares you about seeking a new self-expression? Like, what if right now you could just redefine yourself? You could just say, you know what? I'm going to be a new person beginning now. Like, I'm going to be more of who I was born to be right freaking now. What thrills you about a new you? Live from the draw of a new life, not from the dread of old fears. What does she love more than she fears? I don't know, Tia. This scares the hell out of me. Tia is a beekeeper. And, what do you call, do y'all have a special name for each other? She's an apiarist. And is this your bee house?
Yes.
Really? I love the design. It's so beautiful. And it's like a bee church, the bee leavers. Girl, you clever. And I'm just thinking all Beyonce references. I'm not even thinking Bible. But this lady has taken on a new passion for the love of new discovery. Have you discovered that you are a different kind of person? Like when you, like what are some of the things you're discovering about yourself? Because there's some honey at the end of the.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. So okay. So yesterday was like my first time really going into the box since I got my bees, right? And they've been sitting there for probably 4 weeks undisturbed. And the first frame that I pulled out was this perfect, like the sun was shining through it, and it was this perfect comb of honey. It took everything in me not to just like stick my finger.
Can I ask you something? What honeycombs are awaiting your life? And how can we just accept that we may get stung? But remember what we talked about? The sting of rejection cannot compare to the bruise of regret. You may get stung by rejection by pursuing your beehive, right? By pursuing your honey. Isn't it amazing that God promised the people of God a land flowing with what? There is a land flowing with milk and honey, but will you dare not allow fear to drive you, but to be driven by love? What do you fear? Right? What do you love more than you fear? How can you change your economy from the kingdom of fear into the kingdom of love?